I've had another morning feeling unclear about what to write about. I'm in the midst of a big inner tussle about my work and my art and its purpose and mine. But it's not time yet to share it. It's still too messy and murky. The idea came to me to get really practical and share a tour of what's on my palette, which paints I use and why, but I was uncertain about the overall interest in that. Some of you aren't in the nitty-gritties of painting, and this could be too technical. Then I remembered a call I received a few days ago from one of my coaching sisters, as we call each other, Marilyn. She had missed our last group call, and in listening to the recording sometime afterwards, had heard me say something that she wanted to point me to. What a gift to be part of a group like this, to have someone else looking out for what's precious in us, not just our coach, Lisa, but each of us for each other. So thank you, Marilyn, for listening so attentively, for caring enough, and for taking the time to pick up the phone and point this out to me. So I just went back and had another listen myself to find out what I said. I've transcribed it here to share with you. The context is that Maggie, another of our sisters, had shared that she's been taking photos of the changing landscape in New England in the autumn, a new exploration. In response to her, I said this. About taking pictures and sharing them, I've come to see in working with people in a creative process, and we almost all start with photographs, is that our consciousness, our perspective, our filter is in everything we do. And to see your filter, my vote is yes. If you have an inkling in you, this is God, and I'm here to support that. And what will happen is that people will start to see you in your images. They will send you images that look, to them, like images you would have taken, and they'll say, I thought of you when I saw this. It's amazing. You'll have a voice, a visual voice in the world, one that will be recognizable. So jump in with all of you. When Marilyn pointed me to specifically, what Marilyn pointed me to specifically is the phrase visual voice. Her sense was that it was something for me to pay attention to. In hearing what I said 2 weeks ago, it's not new to me, but that it's coming up now seems right in line with this struggle I'm in. I'm attempting to put words to what my visual voice is. It's easier for me to see this in others' work, so I thought I'd share with you the visual voice of some of the artists in our weekly groups. I often have painting envy when I see what Heather is working on. Her work reflects her grace and elegance. It's so clearly feminine, something I keep reminding myself that I am too. A former professional ballet dancer, classical dance seems to appear in her art. Her colors are transparent and clear. Her backgrounds are soft washes. She's not compelled to portray extraneous detail. Heather's paintings remind me to surround myself with loveliness. Wynne's paintings reveal to me her tenderness and strength. In her many years on the planet, life has brought much to Wynne, heartache and loss, as well as joy and fulfillment. Her blues and greens are soft, not strident. They don't insist. Wynne has been painting for the longest of any of us, but she questions the process as much as any of us. She remains humble in the face of the creative process we all face. Wynne paints her heart, and her paintings remind me that the heart endures. Susie loves red and yellow. Not afraid of a challenge, Susie is an adventurer. She lives a pretty normal life of home and family and grandchildren, but there's something in this artwork that is coming through her that is fearless and solid and unambiguous. Susie's work reminds me that life is to be lived. Paulette's work spans from bold and earthy to a lilting grace. Not afraid to take on a challenge and always interested in a unique perspective, she has an appreciation for classical aesthetics. She shies away from intense greens but is in love with reds of all sorts in her palette. Paulette's paintings remind me there's a time for both reverence and irreverence. The art that comes through Marilee is often filled with fun and play. She paints with a full spectrum of clear colors that bring us alive. She can take on a subject with plenty of detail and can balance careful observation while not suffering by laboring over her work. Marilee's paintings remind me that life can be filled with pleasure and is meant to be enjoyed. I'm compelled to say to the rest of you who paint with me regularly that I'd love to go through this exercise for all of you, especially those of you who've painted enough to build up a body of work, as it seems to take that for our voice to become clear. In an effort to actually publish a post today, though, I've listened to just 5 of your voices as a start. If you're really curious what I hear in your work, please ask me. I'd be happy to let you know. At the start of the year, I was contacted by a publisher asking permission to use my work in an upcoming watercolor instruction book. The book is published, and I've gotten myself a copy of it. It's a beautifully produced book. I'm in great company. It's filled with wonderful watercolor paintings. I'm happy to own and use it for my own painting process, as well as in helping others who come to paint in our groups. Looking at my art, which is on the cover, as well as on 6 pages inside, in a book like this has increased my curiosity about what the book is I'd like to write or I'm meant to write. There are so many books on supplies and technique, I just can't see adding it to the list. What occurs to me now is that a watercolor book I'd write would have to do with how we teach ourselves to paint and how we teach ourselves to see, really see, and that these are both in service to finding and expressing our voices, our visual voices in watercolor. It's a basic human need to be seen and heard, to be gotten. I believe that we also want to make a contribution to others who matter to us, and by doing so, we can realize that we are a contribution. It is my experience in my own life and for those who I spend a day a week with, who have devoted themselves to their painting lives, that for us, making these paintings fulfills this need. It all starts with the desire. Each of us realized at one point for the first time that we wanted to know how to paint in watercolor. I'm pretty sure none of us knew that behind that was a voice that wanted to be heard. And it occurs to me that it's probably better this way. The innocence of the pure and simple desire is best left to come forth in its own time and way. And if it does, when it does, it's no less beautiful and necessary. I keep coming back to this, but there's no better reason to prioritize our desires to create. Let me know if there's some way I can support yours. With my love, Kara.